Hello and welcome to Break It Down, a weekly podcast by the Code Break crew. This week I'm with Jen and Becca. Hi guys.
Hi.
And we're going to be talking about blogs and the value of blogs. So, has anyone been doing anything interesting before we get started?
No.
Not really, no.
It's the end of a busy week. Nothing interesting. Okay.
So. I went to Star City.
There you go.
At the start with my boyfriend Bob. Yeah. And we turned into little kids for the day, in all honesty. And we were making a competition out of everything. So it was a good day, it was fun. Got very competitive, we had a bit of an argument about it, but he won, but next time he won't.
I think people don't realise that putt-putt golf is very, very competitive.
It's, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like bowling or any other sport you can do with your partner.
Yeah, we had to play like the Walking Dead like shooter game twice, because that's the first time I won, and Bob was like, I want to win, it's my game. But I won the Jurassic Park one, so that's my point.
I love the Jurassic Park
one. It's
ones.
Ace.
They're great.
But, yeah. That's all I've done. That was good fun.
Well, are you doing anything?
Yes, I've started taking up biking. I've only fallen off twice so far, which is good. You've cut some bruises, but it's all
less
good.
Less recently.
Yeah.
You're getting better at it.
I am getting better.
It's easy after you.
Yeah.
I have no hobbies at the moment because my puppies are taking over my life. But puppies, that's the everything. I've talked about them before already. So.
Oh, they're so cute, though.
They have eyes now, so.
We like the daily updates. We want them all the time.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And then next time you can bring them in on the podcast.
We're getting getting close. I'm not sure that they are very loud. I'm not sure they'd be great for a podcast, maybe a video. But I mean, they do talk a lot, so you would hear a bit. It would be quite annoying, I imagine.
You should just have like puppy sounds playing in the office throughout the day.
That'd be great. I should get a baby monitor for it. Although that would stress me out, I imagine, more than anything else.
Yeah, we'd love it though, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Cool, so where should we start with blogs?
Well, we love blogs here at Code Break.
Yep.
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
We are hot on our blogging.
Yeah.
But
why do we like blogs?
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Blogging just all round is really good for sort of getting yourself out there. Like showcasing your expertise and just generally like helping your website do better.
Yeah, there's a lot of practical reasons why a blog would benefit your website. I got a few on my head. And as I don't have notes, I'm just going to blurt them out in any old random order. But obviously SEO, having regular content on your website is a massive boost for your SEO. It's just a great way. And also it's a great way to start ranking for keywords that maybe you haven't covered on your general copy, or you didn't have room for, or you have and you just want to read. Maybe it's a competitive one on Google and you want to rank really well for it. So if you do, I always go to like cupcake shop or ice cream shop, let's come up with an interesting web business idea. You're a cycling shop. So you've got your basic cycling stuff covered, but maybe you stock a certain brand. Write a blog about that, and then you'll start ranking for that brand of cycleware as a keyword. And so you could do all sorts of stuff. You could just do something about cycle safety. If you've got a certain like bike helmet that's very good, put that brand in there, and then you'll start ranking for that. So that's a great way. And the second thing it's really good for is if you get someone to come visit your website, if they come and see that your site's dead and you haven't updated it for half a year, that's not going to, it's going to put people off.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're the bike company website that's got a weekly news update or something like that, people are going to consider that.
Mm, yeah. And Google, search engines in general, like websites that are updated and keeping relevant and stuff like that. But as well, like you said about the products, like the helmets and stuff, if you do services, it's always good to just do a little blog. Like we do blogs on each of our different sectors. So like ranking for, social media websites and that kind of stuff. Or, if you sell other things.
Yeah. Another good thing to do with your blogs is, you can obviously sell your services, but obviously keeping up with if there's any sort of hot topics that have hit the press, or just so you're staying on.
And that makes you seem
you're
the people who are actually paying attention in your industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, you might be, you don't do a blog, you might know everything about what's going on, but if you're not showing it, how does your customer know?
Yeah.
Obviously social media comes into that, but as we've said before in the past, blogs and your social media efforts go hand in hand.
You
just made great content on your site that you can link back to later.
Mm-hmm.
You can yeah, tell people to keep up to date by following your website and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's not put content in one place, it's spread it out.
Yeah. It works really well on social to just share all your efforts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And obviously you can link to other people's content on your social media, but it's so much better if you're linking to yourself, because then you get the benefit of having traffic on your website. And yeah, I mean, there's no downside to that.
I suppose people do, when you say, oh, I'm blogging, people do think like, oh my gosh, every week I've got to write 1,000 words. And
yeah.
I think a lot of people struggle with the time, but it really, you know, doesn't take...
That long.
It's like, as soon as you know what you're doing and what you're writing about, then it's quite easy to get into routine of kind of getting on with it. And then obviously once you start writing a few, you get a bit better and you realise kind of what goes well, what you like writing about, that kind of stuff. So,
and I guess like average word content is only really about 300 words.
300 plus,
so yeah. Yeah, like...
And then normally pictures and...
Yeah.
And you could write a long blog, and if you write a massive thing, I suppose you could split it over 2 blogs and have a series, which is good. I mean, yeah, get the benefit out of it. But yeah, 300. When you get into it, once you get past all the basic, like your sign off and your intro, 300 words isn't that much. Yeah, it's quite short. Obviously, you don't want to do anything shorter than that, because it doesn't work for SEO.
No.
It doesn't work for the reader. It's just like, oh, I click through and there's 3 sentences. There's
nothing here.
It's not really a blog, is it?
They won't come back.
It's just a longer Facebook post. it just doesn't work out. And there's much less benefit to doing that for SEO, because you're not actually talking about anything.
Yeah.
You're just saying the headline, really, aren't you? What did I want to talk about? Oh, I've lost it. Go on.
We've got a few stats. We love a stat here.
I love stats.
Yes.
Give me a stat.
Okay, so the first stat we've got is companies that blog receive 55% more visitors to their website. So that alone, come on, guys.
It's pretty good.
Get some blogs on your website.
That's great. Okay, use that.
Yeah.
That's pretty handy on that. Next time anyone has a question, like, oh, well, we always recommend people use blogs on the website if we can, because it's especially for people who want to start ranking.
Yeah,
that's a perfect illustration of
why. Yeah, that's
do.
Why you should. Yeah,
just send like an email with just that response. Like, you get
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it works.
Remember what I was saying? We have we have clients that write their own blogs, and we write blogs for clients, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what they do, how technical the blog needs to be, that's either one can be a good situation, but. It's sort of something you can jump into. The first one doesn't have to be absolutely perfect, and I know a lot of people can be put off by the idea of writing, like we said, but you just kind of you know what your product is, probably better than anybody, so just talk. You can talk about it. It doesn't even have to be necessarily specific to your company. It can be, like we said, news and stuff, and just start talking, and you'll be surprised at how much you can talk about in a blog, really.
But you can also make it more about, like, if you're a bigger company, about your staff. So, like, oh, we got any staff member, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This is a quote from them. Here's a picture. Yeah. Here's what they've said.
Well, mixing it up is a great point. Because you don't want to do the same. If you're doing a monthly blog or a weekly blog, every time you don't want it to be the same. You will run out of content like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, behind the
scenes. And you don't want
stuff.
Anything to be too salesy and too pushy. Like,
yeah, you want it to be interesting, don't you? Because... Yeah, the blog doesn't... I mean, every so often you might do a blog that maybe sells a service.
Yeah.
But you kind of want to humanise your brand and just inform people. Your people are on your website. So after they're done, you can have a call to action, being like, hey, well, check this out because this is relevant to you, or this will help out, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual content should just be interesting content that you think people are going to want to read. And if you're in an industry, and we've had it before where we've had a client... We were really trying to get them to do blogs, and they weren't quite getting it. They were like, oh, what do we write a blog about? And I was like, okay, well, I'm interested in this. So I was like, I'm just gonna search for other companies. And no one was writing blogs on anything other than just the salesy pitch in their industry. It was. I'm not gonna say what it was, because I don't want to give away who it was. But we were like, oh, that's ridiculous. Like, there's so... You can look at what your competitors aren't doing and be like, well, we'll be the only company in this industry that's actually talking about interesting thing. Like, how does this... Like, how does my service relate to this specific audience? Because we've got multiple audiences in that for that business, and it's just what are you competitors are doing, what they aren't doing. Like, there's a massive opening for stuff like that.
It's how you can portray yourself as an expert as well, isn't
it? Yeah, And blogs have been around for ages, and you know, but I think it's the, it is off-putting to people to think, oh, well, I've got to write a blog every week and keep it fresh and I'm not a writer, maybe. Mm. But there is always the option to talk to us, or to, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And then, yeah, what have you got? Just give us some topics.
Yeah. That's literally what you need to give us, a topic, and we'll go away and...
Because I think we all write blogs.
Yep.
The Codebreak, obviously we do the Codebreak ones, but I've written ones for clients, you write ones for clients, and you, Becca, you do as well. And I mean, I actually really enjoy it. I think it's great. Once you've done a few,
you get into the flow of it.
Writing's great to just think about concepts, and if you've got a loose idea, just to go explore it.
You just kind of throw out all that you know about a subject, you just throw it out and try and make it.
I really like the ones that's like, if it's for a client specifically, maybe it's a food restaurant or something. Mm. I used to do ones for a client, and I was just like, oh, I've got to do research about food. This is great. I've like a long blog about like. I wanted a history of burgers and like where they came from. That was great. That was a great month where I was writing all those.
But you were hungry all the time.
All the time. I can't imagine how horrible it is just learning about all these ridiculous things and then and being like, what are you having for lunch? Oh, I'm going to get a crisp. Salad. Yeah, but no, it can be very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all sorts, you can find the fun in any industry.
Yeah. Especially if your personality is a bit like, I don't know, you're quite proactive, you know, you're quite chatty, that kind of stuff. It helps if you can get that across in your blog.
You can inject it into it.
A bit of personality, and then.
Yeah, and so we were talking about this the other day, the Fletcher reading test.
Yeah.
Maybe people off books are maybe I have to sound really intelligent when I'm writing a blog because I want people to consider that. But that's actually the opposite. When doing any writing for the internet, you basically want to be writing as simply as possible. Yeah. And Google rewards short sentences, frequent use of your keywords, subheadings, headings, all that kind of stuff, and not long paragraphs. Like I think you need to have a heading every 300 words or something like that.
I think so.
So it's very simple to write like that. So it's almost like if you write technically, it's harder to take it back.
Yeah.
But if you're new to writing, you can learn to write like that. You can write for the internet.
Yeah.
If you're already doing social media, if you've written for social media here as well, it's the same.
Yeah,
it's the same thing, isn't
similar,
it?
Just a bit longer.
Yeah.
Yes, just writing 100 posts.
Yeah. But as well, you don't need to have like a scheduled kind of every Monday at 4 o'clock a post to go out or whatever. I mean, I know that we chuck out a few each week, sometimes more than others.
Yeah.
And like you said, topical content as well.
Mm-hmm. Topical's
like,
great.
Like if something happens on like a Tuesday, but you've already got a blog out on a Monday, then it doesn't matter. Just do another one as long as it, you know, keeps you.
Yeah. If you can turn around a blog very quickly, the topical ones, like. Something happens in your industry that day and you're like, I've got a spare afternoon, I'm going to be the first person to write about this. Mm. And then that's perfect, and the keyword's something very relevant to it, so as soon like people are interested in this topical thing, you're going to be ranking up there because you're going to be the first one on it. And then you're going to have lots of foot traffic that you might not have been getting before. And then on top of anything, that's just getting your brand in front of a new audience, which is that's an incredible way of getting people there. And like you said, with that stat, what did you say, it was
55%.
I mean, I bet that a lot of that is because people are finding like topical search topics that are happening at the time.
But if you're writing a blog, uploading it, especially on topical subjects, and then you're then sharing it on your social media platforms, you're going to be then like one of the first people to appear to be talking about it.
Yeah.
And that obviously speaks like hugely about
you sound like
your
an
company.
And then also maybe other companies don't have the time to write it.
Yeah.
And like share your content as well if you've got a big enough presence on social media or something like that. And yeah, exactly. It's just a perfect way of getting. You're becoming the authority on what's going on just because you're writing about it first. And it's decent. And if you've got a lot, like so, we've talked about maybe not having time or coming to us, but. Mm-hmm. If you're a big enough company, you don't have to just have one person writing. In fact, it's kind of better if you've got a few different voices coming through your website. That's why we try at Codebreak. We've got four or five people writing blogs every so often. And you have their names, so like we can identify that. So on our website, you'll say, oh, this blog's done by Becca, this one's done by Jen, one's done by Joel. And that kind of just puts a face and a voice to different parts of the company, which is interesting. And also kind of, then you're getting expert. If you're covering a lot of different areas with different staff, you get kind of expert opinions on stuff, which is amazing. Yeah. Obviously, because we do web design, social media, blogs. We've done ones on video before,
yeah.
On branding, and then obviously the topical ones as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's similar with our podcasting as well, because we'll probably do a blog about blogging.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
And we'll do a podcast about podcasting. Yeah. So, have we done that? Have we done a podcast?
Not yet.
No, I think we have.
All right, next time.
There we go.
Yeah, they do kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah.
And if you're doing the research for one and you've already got a podcast, write a blog as well.
Yeah. Make the most of what you've got, kind of thing.
Yeah, or just content is... Yeah, original content's perfect. And it's a great way of doing it because it's... Yeah, you don't... You just need a copy of Word or somewhere to write down even notes.
Yeah.
Or just do it directly into the site or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And obviously with all our sites, if you're not doing it already, but we get you access... enough to write a blog, or you can send, like with a lot of people, people will write a Word doc and send it across to us, and then we'll pretty it up for the website so everything's done to the SEO, because I mean that's the slightly fiddly part. But yeah, I mean that's our job, so
yeah,
and we can always give advice on that and training for it. We offer training for using our plugins and things to get the best out of your blogs, but it's mainly the content that's the key bit, because all the other stuff can be trained or figured out anyway.
I think the main thing with blogging is to realise that it's not... it's a big deal in the sense that it works wonders for your website, your brand, like your staff, your personality, that kind of stuff. But it's not a big deal in the sense that you don't have to spend like 8 hours a day doing one post. You can like...
And you'll probably find that you're coming up with ideas for them as you're working, and then just note them down and wait till you've got half an hour.
Yeah.
An hour, maybe.
Yeah.
But you can always like keep on top of like what your competitors are doing.
Yeah.
And if they're doing like a blog on something, then maybe you could put your spin, your opinion on it. And you know, if you're a big enough company, ask other people what they think, get a few quotes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Your opinion is the valuable part of it as well, a lot of the time. Because I mean, you could write, so your competitor could write a blog about wheel sizes on, I know nothing about bikes, so wheel sizes on bikes, but you've got an opinion that maybe smaller wheels make you go faster, and then there you go, you write a blog about that. That's my favourite thing I've ever said.
Your little tidbit bike thing. Like.
I've bought a bike before.
Just the one bike?
I've only bought one bike, and it has average size wheels. I should have gone with wheel widths, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
I know that's a thing. Oh, well. It's a good job I make websites, I'm not bikes.
It'd be a bit worrying, of course.
Yeah. Have we got anything else to, any other points for it, or...
I guess we can just like, we can say like these last couple of stats.
Oh, we got some more stats.
Yeah, so blogs increase website traffic 6 times over.
Which is quite
a lot of difference if you don't have blogs on your website.
Yeah, a good stat as well is 60% of consumers view a company more positively after reading its custom content. And obviously that's a big deal. We did an Instagram masterclass a few weeks ago, and it was all about getting, I know it's not really relevant, but it is, the KLT method, and it's know, like, trust, and it's kind of like how you portray yourself, like on your website, your social, all of that kind of stuff. If like a customer doesn't know you, like you, or trust you, they're probably not going to get anything.
People want to know the people. They know the brand, sure, but they want to know the people behind that brand, the people they're actually going to be dealing with. And we've said a million times in different ways that like behind the scenes content's great, video's great on social because people get to see you talking and being yourself about your industry or whatever. And this is just another way of doing it. This is kind of your, maybe you've got the face to it is the photos of behind the scenes on social media, but this is your voice. And your opinion, which is super valuable. And it's just a great way of people to get a feel for you.
An insight into what the company's really about.
And there's just so many doors and things it opens for you to explore that.
People buy from people.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I think that about covers it. I mean, we think you should do a blog. That's the gist of the podcast. You should be doing it. If you've got a website,
start blogging.
Do a blog. And if you'd like to talk to us more about your blog, how we can better help maybe the SEO on your blog or the writing, how you could learn to write for your website, just get in touch. We'd love to have a chat. We're all very well experienced with blog writing, so it'd be great to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.